In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the early 19th century, when railways were beginning to connect Europe as never before, to make travel fast, easy, and affordable, the managers of the Paris railway line decided to build a track from that great city to a tiny village near the south of France. The name of that village of about 200 souls was Ars, and Ars received about 30,000 visitors a year. They weren't going there to taste the wine of the region or to have a holiday in a spa. Ars was no destination for a tourist. Rather, it was a destination for a penitent. These thousands of men and women wanted to receive the sacrament of confession from the parish priest of Ars, Father John Marie Vianney. Father Vianney was renowned for his holiness, his simplicity of life. He preached fiery sermons, but in the confessional radiated joy and mercy. Indeed, he spent about 18 hours a day in the last decades of his life in this ministry of the confessional. Someone once said of him, "He's a lion in the pulpit, but a lamb in the confessional." Anyways, one day a young man from Paris wanted to make the trip down to Ars to make his confession to Father Vianney, and he was able to convince one of his friends to accompany him. Now, this friend had been away from the church for a long time, but he loved hunting, and the region around Ars was famous for good hunting. So this friend thought he might get a bit of a holiday when his friend was waiting in line for confession. So he brought his dog along. Well, the two young men got to Ars, and they happened to meet Father Vianney in the street, who was on his way to make a visit to a sick person. Father Vianney began to chat with the two young men, and he turned to the young hunter. He said, "Oh, my friend, if only your soul was as beautiful as the coat of your dog." Well, those words struck the heart of that young man. He went to confession and for the rest of his life lived as an exemplary Catholic. Now, if I tried those lines with you, you might just say, "Well, nice line, Father," and keep going. But from Father Vianney, they meant something. Father Vianney realized that the tortuous paths in the heart of this young man had to be made straight. The mountains had to be lowered, and the valleys had to be filled. Just as those managers, when they wanted to build the railway line from Paris to Ars, had to dynamite through mountains, to build bridges, to dam rivers, so our Lord, when he comes to us, has to fill up the valley of our weakness and humble the mountains of our pride. Because the mercy of God does not leave our lives the same. The mercy of God isn't given to us to paper over the past, to say that everything is okay when things are not okay. No, the mercy of God is given to us to drive out evil, not to compromise with it. The mercy of God is given to us not so much for the past, but for the future. Now, this mercy of God requires our cooperation. And in the sacrament of confession, the sacrament of penance, we have the great means of cooperating with God's mercy. I spoke about mountains of pride and valleys of weakness. Well, I think there perhaps is a mountain of pride that may keep some of us from confession. We might ask ourselves, why do I have to confess to a man? A sinful man. While our Lord gave the apostles, his first priests, the power to forgive sins, because he knows how important it is for us to be able to express in words our sorrow for having offended God. And he knows how important it is for us to be able to hear the words of God's absolution, to know with certainty that we are forgiven. When we hear the priest say, I absolve you of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we know with certainty God's mercy has come. Valleys of our weakness. We might be troubled that when we come to confession, when we examine our hearts, the sins are the same. We might wonder if anything changes. Does God really work in our lives, or are we just going to keep falling into the same bad habits? Well, you know, we clean our rooms every week, even if the dirt is the same dirt, even if the same floor gets dirty. We clean it every week. Well, God wants to clean our souls regularly and frequently, even if it's the same sins that keep piling up. The main thing is to be washed clean. Remember also that in confession we receive the strength to fight these temptations when they come to us. We go to confession, we have the intention of not sinning again, and God will give us the grace when that temptation arises to fight it with greater courage, to resist it with more strength. In our own parish of St. Mary's, we've tried to be serious about offering more chances for confession. That's why, beginning last week, before the Sunday Masses, from 8:30 to 9, and from 10:30 to 11, we will be hearing confessions. We've typically had it from 4 to 4:45 on Saturdays. That will continue, absolutely. But we want to extend confession more. We want more people to be able to have the chance of coming to this wonderful sacrament. And so we'll be hearing confessions every Sunday morning at those two times. They're posted on the confessional. So, my friends, maybe it's been a while since you've been to confession. If you had a talk with Father Vianney, if you saw him walking down the street of Arles, what would he say to you? Would he say, oh, my friend, if only your soul was as beautiful as such and such? My friends, let us pay attention to the words our Savior addresses to our hearts. He wants to do a great work in our lives, and all he needs is our cooperation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.